I'm your host, correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join us for an exploration of Oakland, California. In the first installment of the multi-part podcast series, we'll visit with Renee Roberts, Public Relations and Communications with Visit Oakland. Roberts shares highlights of diverse and alluring things to do in and around Oakland. Be sure to stay tuned for upcoming segments featuring a visit with Nick DeHeja, President and CEO of Oakland Zoo, and Cool Animal Insights by Dr. Herman, VP of Veterinary Services.
My name is Nick DeHeja, Chief Executive Officer, Conservation Society of California, Oakland Zoo. We're sitting up here at the California Trail Exhibit, an incredible view both across the park, overlooking downtown Oakland and San Francisco Bay. We just took this amazing gondola ride, the only urban gondola practically in the United States.
My name is Alex Herman. I'm Vice President of Veterinary Services for Conservation Society of California, Oakland Zoo. We provide preventative medical care for every single animal here. We also provide emergency care, so if any animal hurts another animal or an animal falls or becomes acutely ill.
We'll explore the Chabot Space and Science Center with Executive Director Adam Tobin.
Here we are at the entrance to the experience. One of the things that we're most proud of, building upon our new partnership with NASA.
I'm Gerald McKeegan. I'm an astronomer here at the Chabot Space and Science Center. We are inside the observatory that houses our oldest telescope. This is the original Oakland Observatory Telescope. It was built in 1883.
A special segment focused on Oakland's new cannabis trail includes stops at Harborside Cannabis, concierge experience with Anna Lloyd.
We're here at Harborside Oakland. We're right off of Embarcadero, right by the water. Harborside started back in the medical days. We were all about health and wellness and getting education to the clients about really the medical side of the cannabis plant. Now we're recreational as well as a holistic approach. We still cater to those medical clients. They'll have cancer patients who come in as well too.
Followed by an exploration of eco-cannabis with Samuel in downtown Oakland. We'll also visit with Sky Jones, Executive Chancellor at Hoekstradam University, America's first cannabis college offering certifications in cannabis horticulture, business extraction, and bud tending.
My name is Dale Sky Jones. I'm the Executive Chancellor of Hoekstradam University, and we are sitting here in beautiful Oakland, California. Hoekstradam has roots that go 26 years deep, and it was started by our founders, Oakland and Amsterdam. The first two cities to regulate over-the-counter sales of cannabis that really just started out wanting to help patients find medicine, safe access. Hoekstradam University first started with our campus here in Oakland, and we started campuses in a few other locations, Los Angeles, Michigan, and North Bay. We've done a lot of seminars around the country.
Chris Pettina, owner and founder of Uptown Oakland's Calavera Restaurant, shares tales of his culinary journey.
My name's Chris Pastina, and I'm the owner-operator of Calavera Restaurant in Oakland, California. I go back in Oakland about 20 years. We opened up our first restaurant in Oakland in 2008-09 called Chop Bar. That is still going strong, and we opened up Calavera about 8 years ago. We're a Mexican kitchen and agave bar, and we focus on mostly mezcal.
Michelle Heston shares fascinating insights about the historic 107-year-old Claremont Club and Spa, fondly dubbed the White Castle, situated skyward in the Oakland Hills.
No better view of the city of San Francisco than from right here, the Claremont. We're called the White Castle. The hotel was built in the mid-19th century by a gentleman who struck it rich during the gold rush. If you travel across the East Bay, this is probably one of the finest views of the entire Bay Area. There's nothing really better than afternoon sunset cocktail up on the deck.
We'll also stop in for a visit to the Oakland Museum of California Art.
Lori Fogarty, I'm the director and CEO of the Oakland Museum of California. I'm most proud that I think we have truly become an indispensable resource for this community. We're a museum of art, history, and natural sciences all about California. What we try to do is lift up stories of California that are sometimes not as well known, or people think they know something about it, but we provide a different kind of point of entry to it. Stop.
My name is Renee Roberts, and I am the Public Relations and Communications for Visit Oakland, which is the official destination marketing organization for the beautiful city of Oakland, California.
Earlier, we were talking about San Francisco being the city and Oakland being...
the town, yes. We are the town, and anyone that lives and visits Oakland knows that fast and furiously. We are very proud. You know, citizens are very passionate about the town and have a real love for our destination.
Oakland is an interesting town in that it's almost too close to San Francisco, because San Francisco, more often than not, gets the spotlight. Oakland has, in its own right, some incredibly cool places to see, things to do.
Yeah, there is a lot to discover in Oakland. And we are just 20 minutes away from San Francisco. But not only that, we are located conveniently near three major airports. Mm-hmm. One in the town itself. We are 40 minutes from the Napa Valley wine country and 50 minutes from Silicon Valley. We have an ideal location, and once you're here, there are beautiful hotels, amazing things to see. There's a number of family attractions. We've got the Oakland Zoo, the Chabot Space and Science Center, the Oakland Museum of California, which has an amazing children's play space that just opened up. And we are also home to Fairyland, which is an amazing children's park that truly inspired Walt Disney to create Disneyland.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And backing up to square one, another kind of in the shadows of San Francisco is the Oakland Airport, mm-hmm. which is an incredible place to come in and out of.
It is. It's so convenient, yeah. and so well planned. It's easy. The access to the airport and access to the town in general is amazing. With public transportation, you can get here via car, plane, train. We've got Amtrak. We've also got BART. It can be accessed via ferry, which is a beautiful way to get to Oakland.
That is incredible. I have done that.
Yeah.
From around Jack London Square over to the city.
It's magical. It really is.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And there are people I know that commute. That's how they,
their daily
commute.
Mm-hmm.
By ferry boat. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. It's a beautiful thing to do. So there's a lot of things people don't realize about Oakland. And once you're here, you can't believe what you discover. We have numerous beautiful outdoor spaces. It's the only place where you can be from the water to the redwoods in 20 minutes, all in Oakland. We have beautiful regional parks, redwood forests.
And I heard something about a natural lake being located in the center of the town of Oakland.
Absolutely, that's what? Beautiful Lake Merritt.
Wow, mm-hmm. So it's a natural lake.
It is a natural lake, 3 miles around the lake, so people spend a lot of time running and walking and, you know, just enjoying the beauty.
Do they kayak on the lake?
Sometimes people do, yes. Uh-huh.
But no speedboats.
No speedboats. Absolutely no speedboats. Yes, it is a beautiful spot, and there's one of our little treasures in Oakland is Lake Chalet Restaurant, and it's right there on the water. It's pretty spectacular to go out and have brunch there or lunch, even dinner.
And that's been there a long time.
It has been there a very long time.
It's generations.
Mm-hmm. It's a very special location, and just beautiful to be out there on the dock right on the water. Mm-hmm. And they used to have gondolas that would take people out on the lake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
maybe somebody will start up another one.
I know. There's rumor of it starting up again, so we're very hopeful, because that's a pretty special thing to do on
the
water.
That's really cool. Let's talk about downtown experience, shopping.
You know, there's a wonderful fashion and entrepreneurial spirit here in Oakland. We have everything from very high-end designer boutiques like McMullen that actually is celebrating its 15th year anniversary. And we have numerous artists and jewelry designers like Dorian Webb and Taylor J, which they're doing amazing things here. And these are all Oakland-based, Oakland-made.
Wow.
We also have Oaklandish, which is a whole shop, and there's many locations throughout the town that sell all Oakland branded inspired merchandise.
That's so really local. Cool.
Yeah, it is.
So
it's
they
very
have
fun.
Different retail outlets around town.
Yes, they do. Yeah, very popular. You can't leave here without an Oaklandish something. We're going to have to make sure of that.
I will do that.
Okay.
One of my personal favorites is Jack London Square in that whole neighborhood, that whole area, Yoshi's.
Yes, Jack London is extremely special. There's Yoshi's, as you mentioned, for live jazz and amazing music.
And that's been there for decades, right? Yeah. 35, 38 years.
Yes, yeah. It has. They've seen some real amazing talent come through there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because my daughter used to work there, so I know it well. Uh-huh. And it's such an enigma because it's a small, intimate venue, mm-hmm. the live performance space. And there you are. Nobody's more than 10 feet away.
It's true.
Yeah, and like you alluded to, the performers that they bring there are
big world names famous. And world famous, many different genres. Mm-hmm. They've really expanded the repertoire there, and it's a great place to see a show, definitely. And like you said, it's very intimate. You feel up close and personal. Again, very easy to access. There's parking right there. It's very convenient. If you drive, it's not far from BART, Amtrak. Again, the ferry is right there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty
Walk
incredible.
On.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, maybe I'm wrong, but I seem to remember that there's an ancient bar that's still open where Jack London used to hang out. Is that in
Heinholtz?
That area? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is at the end of the walkway. And it is as it always was. It's a historic spot. The bartenders will tell you many stories while you're there about Jack London. But it was where he hung out, and it was where he wrote a lot of his amazing stories. And it's still there for everybody to enjoy today.
I love it.
Yeah, it's spectacular. And also, Oakland has a very vibrant culinary scene. A lot of award-winning chefs, Michelin star restaurants to the coolest food trucks and small mom and pop shops that are serving the best of their cultural cuisine.
In multi-ethnic flavor.
Yes.
Yeah. How about the arts?
Oakland is full of arts and culture, something that we celebrate on a daily basis. We have a number of really amazing art galleries in uptown and downtown Oakland. There's an organization called Oakland Art Murmur. They do private guided tours. You can do self-guided tours. There's also art in the sense of beautiful murals throughout the town. You know, we're known for music, deeply rooted in music. We have a wonderful organization called the West Coast Blues Society, which is also part of our arts and culture.
And they sponsor live entertainment events.
They do different performances. They also do a tour once a year during Black History Month. Oakland used to be known as the Harlem of the West.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So there's a deep music history here. And amazing people that still play a lot. And a lot of our local restaurants have live entertainment and feature folks from way back when to the new, cutting-edge talent that's coming out of Oakland. We also have, as I said, art galleries. One of our biggest attractions is the Oakland Museum of California. With amazing cultural exhibits. Right now, there's Hella Feminist here in Oakland. There is a wonderful California history exhibit at the Oakland Museum of California. Extremely interesting, very detailed and beautifully presented. And the museum also has beautiful outdoor space, so it's lovely to go there, sit outside, have lunch, tour the museum, and they even do lunchtime concerts. And they have Friday nights at OMCA, which are very fun with food trucks and live music.
And where is that?
In downtown Oakland, not far from Lake Merritt. So you can really make a good day of it and enjoy, if you want to go midday, have some lunch, spend time at OMCA, and if it's a Friday, stay late and, enjoy the food trucks and music scene. It's a great destination.
In my mind is Oakland artists. Where do they showcase their work? How would somebody experience?
Uptown and downtown is a real mecca for local art. We have amazing artists in Oakland, and you can find a number of really wonderful galleries. And the nice thing is many of them are located within walking distance. So you can do a great walking tour. Oakland Art Murmur is an organization that celebrates the local artists in Oakland. And if you go to their website, they offer a self-guided tour. So you can really experience different styles of art from different artists and really immerse yourself in that experience.
Oakland is also a zoo in a literal sense.
It is home to one of the most wonderful zoos, award-winning, very highly accredited for the work that they do with rescue. It is a beautiful, beautiful zoo.
The official name is the Oakland Zoo.
Right, and this year they celebrated their 100-year anniversary.
Wow.
They've been in Oakland that long. They have everything from a native California trail that showcases only animals found in California, mm-hmm, to exotic animals from Africa and India and all over the globe. But the work that they do is incredible. They actually have a partnership with PETA. They are the only zoo that is
PETA approved.
PETA approved,
wow.
Yes, yeah. And it's very amazing to be there and educational, but visually it's stunning. And there you can take the gondola from the ground level up to the California Trail in the hills, and it is one of the most wonderful ways to capture the views of Oakland, San Francisco, and beyond. It's beautiful.
One more curious thing in my mind. I was told about a new cannabis trail in Oakland.
Yes, the Oakland Cannabis Trail launched in 2022. It is a wonderful visitor experience. You know, we are pioneers in Oakland. We always have been. Once again, we're leading the way. We are the only destination organization that has really immersed themselves in this experience. And it was important for us to create a visitor experience that was safe and engaging and informative and educational for those that are visiting the town. A number of activities and things to do in and around each location. There's people that are highly educated, very, very helpful, and the experiences are diverse. Many of them feel like you're in a very high-end boutique, a fashion boutique, and then there's those that are more grassroots. But each is unique, and each has something to offer the visitor. And so we thought it was our responsibility to put that together and put the information together to make it accessible for the visitor to really enjoy the experience, because people are traveling now and they want to have that cannabis experience once they reach a destination.
Is there a one-stop shop online site to learn more that would have maps, etc.?
Yes, the trail is highlighted online at the Visit Oakland website, which is visitoakland.com. You can also find it at Oakland Cannabis Trail.
They have an association then, right, of all the owners of the different dispensaries?
Yes, all the dispensaries are listed. They're all highlighted. And again, there's also a map that shows every location and activities to do in and around the area, whether it's going on a beautiful hike or taking an immersive art experience or dining in, you know, certain restaurants in and around the locations. But there's really something for everyone to enjoy, not just on the cannabis trail, but in Oakland.
Reiterating highlights of Oakland, kind of must-dos.
From me?
Okay. For somebody coming here.
You cannot be in Oakland and not go on an amazing hike. And on our website, we have a list of many places to go. I am a fan of the Redwood Regional Park. Just beautiful, gorgeous, lush scenery and amazing trails. You can take it easy, or you can get yourself a good workout. Kayaking at Jack London or Brooklyn Basin is amazing. Brooklyn Basin is one of our newer neighborhoods.
If you're going out of Jack London on a kayak, you're in that Inner Bay area?
Correct, yes. And you can see everything along Jack London. You can go out towards the airport, the port area. It's pretty incredible. You can go head into the industrial area, or you can head into the residential spots.
We're out in the bay and go all the way.
You could, over, yes.
Go all the way to San Francisco.
If you are a strong kayaker, you could do that, yes.
But wait, there's more.
There is more. Okay, then there are certainly the must-dos in Oakland. You must go to Fenton's Ice Cream, because Rocky Road Ice Cream was invented here, and you have to have Rocky Road at Fenton's.
And Fenton's goes way back.
It does go way back, yeah. But it's pretty special, you know, to think that that happened here in
so
Oakland.
So they have a retail little ice creamery where you can come in and order the cone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the good quart or the gallon.
Exactly. Depending on how hungry you are. Mm-hmm. And Oaktown Spice is really special here.
What is that?
Oaktown Spice is a spice shop, all Oakland made, and it is incredible. The selection, the quality of what they're offering.
I'm sure they have online sales too. Right?
They absolutely do. Oaktown Spice can be found online. You can have it delivered. It's a great gift. They even have special blends that are Oakland-based, great barbecue rubs, Lake Merritt spice blend. So it's a wonderful thing to discover. And just, you can walk there from the lake, so it's a great thing to do.
From Lake Merritt?
Yes, yeah.
There's some really cute neighborhoods. As I drive into town, it's like I want to take every turn off because it's just from an architectural standpoint.
Right. There are a lot of amazing neighborhoods in Oakland, and each has maintained their individuality through the years, and it makes each one very special. We've got Temescal that has, residential space, but also really great fun shopping in the area. Rockridge, which tends to be a more college kind of vibe because it's close to the university. Beautiful architecture, craftsman style homes. Then we've got Lake Merritt and the lake area. Uptown, downtown, Fruitvale, which has some wonderful Latin cuisine happening there. Chinatown, Oakland's Chinatown is one of the oldest in the world.
Wow. How about places to stay? There's one that's been on my hit list forever and I have not stayed there yet. It's a waterfront hotel down in Jack London Square. Mm-hmm. It just kind of calls at you.
Yeah, it's a great spot too.
Cool. What's the name of the hotel?
The Waterfront Hotel.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful water views. We also have...
Have you ever stayed there?
I have, yes. So Oakland has a number of wonderful places to stay, from everything from historic, iconic hotels like the Claremont.
The Claremont is probably the most visual icon of Oakland. I can't tell you how many times I'm over in San Francisco looking across the bay, especially around sunset. And you're going, oh my God, what an icon on the hillside.
Yeah, the beautiful white building, the palm trees.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to see and experience. And again, some of the most beautiful views of the town from the Claremont. And they have a great restaurant. They're doing all kinds of amazing programs.
And it's a grand dame, right?
It is.
Been around for how long?
Over 100 years. Over 100 years.
That's so cool.
And they've renovated the hotel and done a beautiful job. It has a lovely modern aesthetic that complements the historic architecture. It's really quite lovely.
And one more aside, driving around, impressed with how the prolific growth of bicycle lanes. It's a real bicycle-friendly town, isn't it?
It is. It's a bicycle-friendly town. It's a dog-friendly town. Oakland is just a very welcoming spot. You know, people in our community are very proud of the town and really have a good energy and are eager to share that with people that come to visit. And when you come to visit, we talked a little bit about the hotels. Our hotels are quite diverse, so there is something for everyone. We do have family hotels. We've got historic icons like the Claremont. We have new boutique hotels like the Moxie, and we have the Cassell, which is an amazing property that just opened up this year. Luxury hotel. So there is a lot that we've got convention properties. Something for everybody.
What best kept secrets have we missed?
Well, we talked about the trails, but I think the best kept secrets are that the outdoor space is really a hidden gem in Oakland, and there's a lot of it. Whether you're on the waterfront walking the trails, you are in the redwoods, you're cycling, or just going someplace amazing to capture beautiful views. I think people don't associate that with Oakland. They don't associate outdoor space with a city.
But that's because it's a town.
It is. It is the town, right? Yeah. I think what makes Oakland so special is the people of Oakland, because they are really passionate and committed to making people feel so very welcome. And they share their experiences about the town in a way that is truly authentic and heartfelt. And people come here and they feel that. And that makes you want to come back.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Talk to us about space and science. Yeah.
So Oakland is home to Chabot Space and Science Center, and they have a partnership program with NASA. It is an incredible experience. Whether you are just learning about science or you are extremely knowledgeable. There are activities and exhibits and interactive moments that make that experience truly special. And the location is up in the hills, actually near the Redwood Parks, and there's beautiful outdoor space there. They have a planetarium. They have incredible telescopes, and they do starry sky viewings. These telescopes are huge. Some of them are very old. They have new ones that they've added, and they're all named. It's really a fun experience. They do a number of different programs at Chabot that are quite interesting, from Bubble Fest to, you know, a night at the museum where you actually sleep over. So it's something spectacular to visit, and we're very proud to have that in the town.
One more.
Do I Oakland. Have one more Oakland treasure?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk at all about our sports teams. One of the fun things to do in Oakland is to come here and catch one of our sports teams in action. We have the Oakland A's baseball team, and so come here to Oakland and take in a game. We also have the Oakland Roots, which is our soccer team. Amazing games to watch, very fun, family-friendly, inclusive. Anybody is welcome, and it is a great time. They play at Laney College, and the Oakland Roots have started a female soccer team called Oakland Soul, and they will begin playing tournaments in 2023.
How about, what was it back in the day, the Oakland Bay Bombers, the roller derby? Do they still have that?
They don't, but you know what we do have is a Brooklyn Basin, which is one of our newest neighborhoods in Oakland. On the weekends, people roller skate over there, and there's a pavilion. They often have live music, and people roller skate there, and it is so fun to go and watch. You can certainly participate. It's pretty fun.
To learn more about the world of Oakland?
To learn more about the world of Oakland, go to visitoakland.com.
That's easy.
Yeah, very easy.
Renee Roberts, thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me, and thanks for having this time together.
My pleasure. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Oakland, California. We'll see you here.
The Underbed Techno Music was performed by Detroit native techno artist Michael Carlin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.
Asking themselves the same question.